Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. You went on quiet because I was doing something else on the computer like you do. Right, welcome to the studio, Tony.
Hello, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm good. You found it okay, I take it?
Yeah, no problem. I've got a designated driver, he's the man.
And it was all last minute, so tell us why you're here, because you're working at the moment with Fats and Small.
Yeah, we are just on a new album deal again and coming back.
It's, if people don't know Fats and Small, I suppose the first thing they're going to know is, of course, Jason Fats, Russell Small, and the big tune, which was Turn Around.
Yeah. Hey, what's wrong with you?
And it's a long time ago. It's the 1999, was it?
Yeah. Gosh, amazing. Long time ago. But it was like, they still play it every year. It's just like, lost count how many times it's touched people, the story of just turning your life around. It's definitely a blessed tune.
It's, we were talking about it off air because it came about from Reach Up, of course.
Yeah, Tony Lee, yeah.
Tony Lee, and was remixed. It went well in the charts, didn't it?
It did. I think that's why they called me, because everyone knows me as Tony T, so they thought it was close enough to the original. But Tony Lee, they chopped up the song, made Turnaround, and they approached Tony Lee, and he was cooking burgers in LA at the time, and said, we want to use your voice. And he said, I want $2 million, y'all. So they said, well, we can't do that.
Y'all,
I'll make my burgers. So they kind of like chopped the vocals, and basically got Ben and I in there to do the vocals and stuff. And Ben did a really great job, and I was doing all the vocal arrangement and stuff. And then we just did a few albums together, and I came out of This Time Around, and we did Tonight, Feel Good, and it was just a great time, really.
Yeah, and Ben's been doing a few bits on his own as well.
Did his opening, it's in Panto, so he's like Peter Pan.
That's
so
right,
he
yeah.
did Aladdin with Shane Lynch. We know Shane back in the day, so yeah, he's doing really well.
And of course, one of the albums then was it Fats What I Call Music?
Now Fats What I Call Music,
yeah. Which is a great take.
I thought it was cool, yeah.
It's a great take. We're going to put that song on, actually. We'll start off with that, and then we'll chat a little bit more, because it's one of those ones, as a club DJ myself, it still comes around. You could put it on, it's a timeless,
yeah.
Very similar to, it's like a Robin-esque song in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll always get asked for that
Absolutely.
Tune.
Absolutely.
And if I remember rightly, I had a pretty good video as well at the time.
Yeah, yeah, it was just awesome. It was in Brighton, Chris Eubank was in it, wasn't he?
Yeah.
His truck.
With a truck.
And seeing him now on Celebrity, that was funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, because he was a made man then, and he used to dress in yes. such a pompous way.
Flamboyant.
Yeah, fantastic. I liked him on Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah, he was cool. He was just mellow and chilled, and he was saying about Nigel Benn. Apparently, they're going to have the fight now.
Yeah, but reported 20 million.
20 million Nigel wants, so maybe it won't happen.
Yeah, but perhaps he'd be able to buy himself a new truck, and it could be for a massive new Fats and Small
relaunch. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Bring it on.
Let's get the tune on. This is the one that I think everyone will remember this one. Turn Around, Fats and Small. fantastic track. Turn around fast and small. 12:48 the hour. Welcome to Sunday Lunch here on Phoenix.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back, and I'm here with Paul Thompson, Fats or Small. Now, you sang on most tracks on the second album. This time around, we're going to talk about that in a sec. Was that 2001, wasn't it?
Yeah, Tony Thompson, by the way.
Sorry, Tony Thompson. What did I say?
Paul Thompson.
Paul Thompson.
Got the same name, butter.
Just changing it all round. Uh-huh. 2001, was that?
Yeah, it was, cool. Going back a bit now.
There was something on Wikipedia, which I looked up, and it said one of the lines, you had Change Respect the Cock, was that right?
Yeah, apparently.
Which was supposed to feature on the Tom Cruise, yeah, in the film Magnolia. I haven't seen Magnolia.
Yeah, when he says respect, and it was apparently he disputed it, wouldn't have it, so we got some guy who just sounded like him, and it was crazy.
That was on the second album with Jimmy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Gomez done that one.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you're in Brentwood at the moment. It's not your first time in Brentwood, obviously. You don't live that too far away, isn't it?
No, Epping, just around the corner.
And you're going to be back again for the Marbs Fest.
Can't wait. Benny and I on stage, kicking it. It's going to be incredible.
So let's go for what it is. Marbs Fest is going to be, it's here at the Brentwood Centre, where we're based, Phoenix FM. It's a festival on New Year's Eve. We've got a massive lineup. We've got Mark Wright from The Only Way is Essex.
Yeah, all right, mate. All right.
I've had a couple of his events on Tarry once. He's a nice fella. Colin Francis, of course, a DJ. It's going to be wicked sets as well.
Yeah, big.
And you've got Daryl Privett, but you've got Rosala, which is another great, great track, isn't it?
Oh, man.
If I time, I'll put it on. Everybody's free.
Yeah, well, this just says it all, doesn't it? You know what I mean? I can't wait. A friend of mine, Paul, who's doing this, was on my bay a couple of summers ago. We just had the idea to sort of do it. And it's funny how we just came around to do the Marbs Fest and stuff, and it's just like, it's telly-made, really, and this is going to be a big show. So if you haven't booked a ticket, get one now, because it's going to be crazy.
And it's quite easy to get onto as well. Yeah. If you go on to your websites, you can find it on Facebook, actually. They've got their own page, Marbs Fest. It just type into the top bar, and it'll take you actually to everywhere you need to go. You've got Twitter for Marbs Fest, but if you want to go straight to the link, it's marbsfest.com. Simple as that, marbsfest.com, and you'll find the whole lineup, including information on Fats and Small. And they're going to be jumping up on stage. And is it the first time you've been together for a while?
Cool, a few years, yeah. I've been doing sort of like a company, believe it or not, doing like a fitness stuff, nutrition, healthletics and stuff. And but just getting back into music again. Didn't sing for a while. Started singing again. Fats and Small back together, and just to be on stage with Ben again, just kicking it. And we're best friends as well, so it's just going to be incredible.
It's going to be wicked. And you've also got Slipmat on the format,
yeah,
as well. And he's renowned for a bit of old stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's old school, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We're bringing it back. Everything's retro. So
yeah, and it's a little house with Slipmat. Probably a little house set from him.
Yeah, yeah. It's all good. I mean, if you're not going to be there, you're going to be square.
Where else can you be? Yeah, where else can you be? Looking forward to it. Now, let's get back to the track. I'm going to put it on in a sec. This Time Around, that was one of your better known ones for yourself. Tell us a little bit about that track.
Yeah, it was basically we remembering getting the video done, and everyone was deciding what should we do, and there was some ideas for cold weather and stuff, and we all said, no, let's go to Cuba for the video.
Yeah, so why not?
That was the best idea I think I ever had in my life. But we went to Cuba, and that was just incredible how it was like a throwback to the 40s where the Americans left, and so nothing was allowed to go in there, so everything was like Back to the Future.
Yeah, the missile
and,
thing.
Yeah, and I was just there, the Cuban ladies, you know, looking, and I was singing, ah. So that was incredible.
Is it fun making videos? Because now, they can, with CGI's, you can be in a room with a green background and be doing all sorts, but back then you had to literally go to places and actually do it.
That's the era I come from. I just, you know, when you look at soul music and even the house that's really been successful, it's all from that 80s soul, that real vibe. And just to do a video where you're actually in it and doing it, I mean, I'll tell you a funny story. There was a like Miss Cuba, she was in the video, so like, beautiful stunning lady. And there's a scene where I run after her. Now, I didn't know at the time, but I had to wear these high heels to look all nice in this suit. It's embarrassing. And I'm chasing her down the street, but what you don't see is I drop and I skid all my face in it. So, yeah, I really did that. It wasn't superimposed. But I don't know if I enjoyed that bit, actually.
What's what's you got coming up after, apart from Marbs Fest? You got lots going on?
Yeah, we're looking at doing a festival in Marbella next year. So that's sort of like a summer thing, which is going to be, like, you know, incredible. Yeah, Fats and Small doing a new album, so we're kind of doing some stuff there. The music we're doing is just, it's not just house and soul, but proper songwriting, you know what I mean? Like, proper melodies, verses, choruses, just taking it back to the art and you know, the creativity of music. So there's a lot going on, really.
Yeah, what would you say their musical genre is? It's like it's kind of like disco mixed
disco house. Yeah, disco house.
Disco house.
But then vocally, it's soul, isn't it? It's like, yeah. It's soul, so you're looking at that whole collection, really.
Which has made a big comeback, really. I mean, it's more in now than ever before.
I think that anything, whether it's music or fashion, is retro anyway, because people give up on ideas, and I think that when you look at that era, there was a lot of hope with people rather than suppression. So there was talent, there was musicians, there were real singers that would print the A and B side in the same session. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it wasn't
yeah.
just like tweaked and stuff like that. And I think that's coming back. People want their real music, you know. Even someone like Adele that comes back and actually just sings raw, live on stage, no superficial stuff. I think people are craving real music, real talent, and that's always going to be retro.
It's kind of weird looking back at, you know, like 1999, we had, obviously everyone was waiting for the Millennium to start, and yeah. was playing Prince and things at New Year's Eve and 98. And never thought as a DJ, we're looking back going, talking about that year as retro years.
Yeah,
here we are, like 16, 17 years forward, and going, yeah, well, back then it was like this.
It's like Groundhog Day, isn't it?
It is really strange.
We should make a new Groundhog Day movie. Package it, sell it, and then put the same movie out that it was before.
We certainly should. Right, let's get this track on. This is your track this time around.
Yes, sir.
Let's give it a whack.
is Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. I'm talking to Tony from singer from Fat So Small. All right, mate.
Hi, this is Tony Thompson.
Nah, we got it right this time. Because if I change his name, I like to do that, just keep you on your toes.
Of course.
And we were talking about Marb's Fest. It's coming up, of course, on New Year's Eve here in the Brentwood Centre, which is where we're based. It's in Brentwood, and it's going to be a fantastic night of music. We're looking forward to it. Yeah. I just got to tell everyone where to go and find tickets if you want to go. It's... if you head over to on your internet, type in marbsfest.com. If you've got Facebook, you can just look it up there, and from Facebook, we'll give you all the links. And it's got a little clock here telling us exactly how long it is. 24 days, 7 hours, 55 minutes and 57 seconds. That's clicking away. So it's going to be good. Now, we've got the lineup again. I'll tell you about it. It's Mark Wright, Colin Francis DJing. We've got Daryl Privett, and we've got Rosella, who sung Rosella. Everybody's free. You know the one? Another 90s smash. And Fats and Small are going to be on stage as well, which is great. It's great tunes.
Me and me.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. Soul Avengers. Now, they're pretty good as well. It's Paul Gardner, another Paul, and Wayne O'Connell. They're going to be doing, I think that's singing a little bit as well. They've got quite a big tracks out at the moment.
I thought when you said Soul Avengers, I was picturing the Hulk and Captain America just started doing the backstep, you know?
I suppose it is the Avengers. I was just thinking of the actual Avengers. I was thinking of that, like, the old truck coming along.
Marvel Fest.
And of course, Slipmat, who, with a bit of luck, we might have in next week. Looking forward to that, because he is a bit of a legend, isn't he?
He's a Don.
And he's got the same haircut as me, so it'll be hard to tell us apart. So, right, let's talk a little bit about some... also, we've got 2nd and 3rd July Samba. Well, we haven't got a line-up for that yet, have we?
No, but just keep your eyes tuned and your ears peeled, because it's going to be big as well.
Now, I know some of the... You said one of them was doing panto. Is that something you'd look at doing, Tom?
I just think, due to the muscles that I carry on my body, I don't think I look that great in tights.
Whichever goes like I'm a Celebrity or something like
that. Oh, gosh. You know what? Honest truth, I'm an ex-cage fighter. I'm beating professional fighter as well as a singer, even though singing is less painful. But I'd be put in the ring in a cage every day rather than eating bugs and having spiders crawl on me. I'd be scared to do it, which means I probably would do it because I like to face my fears, but it looks scary.
Yeah, for me, I think, oh, yeah, the money sounds good. And then I think if I couldn't do the one where they put the helmets on, you know, and you've got all the bugs.
The one when she done the snake around the neck and stuff like that, that would just freak me out, man.
Yeah. Now, we're going to play another tune. My screen's just gone blank now, so I can't tell you too much about it.
Go with the flow.
I think it was a change, wasn't it? Let's give it a few bars, see what happens.
We know.
Because we're live like that. We like to do that. Let's have a little shifties.
Tonight.
That's the one. If we give it a whack, let's turn it up. I like this song. Here we go.
So pick your bags and come with me, I'll take you on a ride. I know you're ready. Cause the power in the music brings euphoria, and the beat that's in your heart will take control of you. It's the music of the night that battles up that day.
Music brings euphoria, and the beat that's in your heart will take control of you. It's the music.
There you go. Fats and Small tonight. We don't want that one. There you go. Tell us about that. Was in the charts. Got to about, what, 5 or 6?
I believe it was 8 or 9, actually. But close enough.
That's pretty good. What year was that?
Gosh, God, you're testing me now, mate. Testing me now.
Just make one up. It doesn't matter, does it?
I think...
It's in the 90s, isn't it?
I think it was 2000, you know?
2001, I think it might have been.
2001, possibly.
I remember seeing it earlier on.
Yeah.
This is what I like when people just... We just come to the studio and we just you know...
It's so long ago. Those were the days, Tone. Those were the days.
We have to kind of... Our memories, isn't it? We're all getting on a bit, aren't we? Also, you're looking forward to getting on stage, though, jumping about?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I am. I'm just... I'm born for it and I'm ready to go. Marv Fest, here we go, baby. Let's smash it.
Great stuff. So if you're looking forward to that type of music, that's the type of things you like, along with some of the new stuff. I mean, the good thing about Marv's Fest is it's going to have music of all genres and all ages as well.
Yeah.
So get yourself along. It's on New Year's Eve. Hard to forget that date. Here in the Brentwood Centre, which is on Doddingus Road in Brentwood, got a massive line-up. You want to see Fats or Small, some of that music as well. And they've got some real stonkers as well. But the fact the more you listen to them, the more you remember them. Although we can't remember the years ourselves.
It's funny we're just saying that. I don't really listen to myself singing, but when you hear the track back, you go, you know, that was good. That was good. That was all right. That was all right.
Yeah, well, if you drive your car, don't you put your own CD in and go, this is a tune.
I couldn't do that, man. It's Vanity City. Got to be humble. Stay humble, Tone.
Is it easy to criticise yourself when you listen to when you go back?
Oh, yeah, I'm perfectionist. It's never good enough.
Well, on that track in particular, you've done that in one take.
Yeah, they just turned the lights off, said, Tony, just go for it. And I just, just sung and, Ben got in and started licking. It was just great.
You don't get that much now, do you?
No, but those were the days, Tone, and we're going to bring them back. We'll bring them back.
And Ben's been doing panto, hasn't he? I know you said earlier.
He is. I mean,
what did he play?
6'5" and in a pair of green tights. It's not cool. I said to him, I can't do it.
Didn't play the fairy, then.
I don't know. He was doing Aladdin with Shane Lynch from Shannon from Boyzone.
Yeah.
Good friend of ours. And he was the genie. And now he's in Hook. I think it is a Peter Pan.
Oh, well,
he's
either
Hook or one of the pirates. So that's going to be funny to watch.
Yeah,
be fantastic. I always bring him down to earth, you know what I mean?
Sat in the Google and sat in the sea live in Brentwood on New Year's Eve. Tony, thanks for coming in.
A pleasure. Thank you. Love meeting you.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.